Why Robert? He was a good man and devoted father and husband, serving as a pastor in a Bible-teaching, defending church. Why this way? The disease had robbed him of everything that he valued most. His mind, his ability to communicate the gospel, his awareness of those he loved and who loved him. Why now? Robert was only 43. His ministry, born out of sacrifice and determination, was beginning to grow. And then there were Brenda and the boys, boys who would never again hear the counsel and comfort of their earthly father's voice, nor would they feel the guidance and touch of his caring hand. Why did this happen when they all needed him the most? We stood at the grave for some time, quietly, with little left to say. But the questions would not be silenced among us. Why? 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 As we wiped the dirt from our hands and said our last goodbyes, the questions hung heavy in the air. Underneath these questions was a deeper question still, a question that has perplexed mankind for ages, but was now amplified by our circumstances and our pain. And it was a question that demanded an answer. Why would a loving God allow, or even cause, such pain, decay, and death? As the oldest sibling in the family, I felt the full weight of the question. How would I answer? What would I say to Brenda and Joshua and Jeffrey? I'm a Christian, and I believe and love God's Word. I teach it all over the world. I preach the message of salvation and tell people about the wonderful God of love who created us. But how could I reconcile all of that with what had happened to my brother Rob? What was I to say to my mother, my own wife and children, my brothers and sisters, nieces, nephews, and so on? And what about the non-Christians who looked on and saw our Christian family struggling to cope with this terrible disaster? What were they thinking? What were they asking? What could we tell them in the midst of this tragedy that would cause them to look to the God of the Bible? As these thoughts swirled without rest, yet another question came up in my mind. What would Robert say about it all? As a devout and gifted teacher of the Word, what would be his answer to these questions? What would he have to say about the Bible and the God it portrays? Had he been able to understand what happened to him? Would he be angry? Would he turn his back on the Word of God he so faithfully preached? What would he say to God if he had been able to comprehend the nature of his disease, decline, and death? Robert's disease and illness, as you might imagine, has been a struggle for me and our whole family. No, there are no easy answers in one sense, but in my search for how I should respond as a Christian, I believe that light can be shed on this seemingly unfair, contradictory, and irreconcilable situation. After all, if the God of the Bible Rob believed in is real, and if his nature is as revealed in the pages of Scripture, then there has to be a way of reconciling what seems to be a grossly unjust with a just and holy Creator. Otherwise, nothing makes sense. For decades, I've known and taught that the Word of God makes sense out of confusion when it comes to issues of history, geography, family, anthropology, morality, paleontology, etc. Since my brother's death and the deep soul-searching it has caused, I now also know that the truth of the Word can make sense out of the deepest confusion of the heart, offering answers to the most perplexing, painful issues a person can face. As we now turn to the infallible Word of God, may we, by His mercy and grace, be given the ability to understand the past, live powerfully in the present, and look to the future with hope, knowing that God Himself has given us the answers to the questions we so desperately ask.